Hello and welcome to show number 177 of The Happiest Plate on Earth. I'm Christy, along with Wendy and Ryan. We welcome you to our table, where the special of the day is always Disney food and people. Santa saw a lot of y'all's Instagram this year. And guess what? For Christmas, you're going to get clothes and a Bible.
Not our happy platers.
Maybe it was, instead of clothes, it's a subscription to like HelloFresh and
right, exactly. Yeah,
it's Planet Fitness.
Yeah.
Thanks, Santa.
It's a gift card to a fat camp after all my travels.
Yeah.
Wow.
There is that.
Okay. Well, yes, and that's how it goes. But it's that time of year. It's Christmas.
It is. And once again, we want to give you a helping hand. And today it's going to actually be with your holiday shopping. As we record this show, Christmas is just 17 days away. And the beginning of Hanukkah is 11. Unbelievable. And so for the past couple of years, we've actually dedicated a show to Disney food gifts or Disney gifts that we find that we would either like to have or already have, just to kind of give you some ideas about maybe something to put under the tree or the menorah for your Disney loving family. And of course, these may range from cheap to extravagant and somewhat in between. So here is our collection of gadgets, gizmos, who's it's and what's it galore.
And thingamabobs, we've got plenty.
There was plenty to pick from. I had a hard time.
Yeah, I have a good list this year.
Narrowing it down.
I really did. And you know, you talked about extravagant, and I really didn't go extravagant. Mm-hmm. I'm sure one of us did. But
I'm not too bad.
No, not crazy. Yeah. But I've got some neat things.
I've got all things I want.
Okay, well, that's perfect. Gotcha. We'll have to do at Robbie Korn when we put this episode out.
Are you listening, Robbie? Write this down, man.
Follow the link. That's right.
That's right. And that's the other thing in our show notes. And we're going to provide a link where you can actually just click on it and make your shopping just a little bit easier. And I know from mine, some of them are Amazon. So there really is an opportunity to get them very quickly, and which is always great. So why don't we get started? So Wendy, you're raring to go. So what is the first gift that Robbie or your kids should get you?
Okay. Or any happy plater
or
co-host that might think of me. Exactly.
Man.
Well, you know, ask not, receive not, you know? So, okay. Yeah. The first thing I found, I went to Etsy and I found a cutting board that is the cutest cutting board. It's in the shape of a Mickey Mouse head. And then it has Disney characters engraved in the wood all throughout Mickey's head. It also comes with a precious little knife for spreading. And on the knife engraved, it says, "Spread the magic."
Oh.
It's really cute. They have four different sizes. They're made of bamboo wood. They have four different sizes, a small, starting at 9 by 6, all the way up to an extra large, which is a 15 by 10.
Wow. Whoa.
And they start at $41.49 and go to $91.49.
That's great.
They are really good looking. Now, I did read that it says they are food safe friendly, but this is something you might want to just keep for decorations or just use for, you know, you don't want to be scrubbing on this all the time, putting it, and they're not dishwasher safe. So you do need to wash it by hand, but this is not something that you're going to use every day, but on the special occasion. And y'all, I really loved them. They're really, really good looking.
With the way that charcuterie boards have kind of exploded
into the graze board type
everything
thing.
From breakfast to, I mean, they have donut ones, frosting ones. I mean, that would be great to have for that.
You could use the extra large. Sure, you could use the extra large and use it as that. Mm-hmm. It's a great option. Yeah. Actually, last year I did give at our family Christmas, my extended family Christmas, I did buy a charcuterie board that I really loved, and I bought the ingredients to go with it. And that was my Christmas gift to the female. Oh, when we that's a great gifts.
One. Yeah.
So, that is a great yeah. one.
So this would be a good idea to give, to take and give to that Disney loving person or me, whoever you're buying for.
Okay. All right. Well, Ryan, do you have a shameless plug for your Christmas tree?
Well, it's interesting. So my first gift comes from Joy Jolt, which is a brand of glasses. And the ones that I actually highlighted on last year's show, my wife actually got for Christmas. So who knows? Maybe that'll repeat itself this year.
All right.
So what I was able to find was a set of four Joy Jolt glass, kind of those stemless wine glasses. And it's got back profiles of Mickey and Donald and Pluto and Goofy. And so they're just really cool. And I love Joy Jolt. I've had several different versions and they're great. I got it off of Amazon, so easy to find. It's called the Disney Squad Joy Jolt, and it's $26.95.
Ooh, good.
That must be a sign, Rob, Ryan, because that's on my list too. The exact really? Same glasses. Yes.
Really?
It is. And I
they're
thought
pretty cool, aren't they?
They're very cool because of that backwards profile.
Yes. It's interesting. It's a different thing than you would normally get. So that's why I like
mm-hmm.
it.
Me too. And I was kind of curious because you can't see the other side of the glass. So I was wondering what's on the other side as you're looking into the glass. What would that be?
I don't think it's anything. I think it's just, yeah.
They're very cool. Yep. And that's funny. I didn't even open your list yet. And then when you said Joy Jolt, I just thought that was pretty funny.
There you go.
That is really funny.
Yeah. But that's okay.
What was your first item?
Well, my first item, it kind of goes with Wendy's and with yours because it's actually from Shop Disney. And it's just the cutest, cooler tote. And this year, it's actually Grogu that's on it. And it'd be great to pack your wine or soda, beer, or anything in. You can use your Joy Jolt glasses in. And of course, to make your charcuterie board of whichever flavor or design you'd like with Wendy's. And so this one's just really neat. It's got kind of little Grogu's all over it. And then kind of a big one on the bottom with his ear sticking out around the bag. Just very cute. And it actually has the capacity to hold 24 soda cans, which is quite a bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, and that's on Shop Disney, and it's $49.99.
That's a great price. Mm-hmm. That's good. Okay, my next item is sort of for the kitchen. It's more for the den. Still a kitchen item, but it is coasters. And again, I went back to Etsy, and because I was looking around at the house and things that I want to replace or would like new of, and these coasters are the cutest. They're herringbone. Farmhouse mouse coasters, and that would fit perfectly in our house. They come in a set of four. You can choose colors. They have two optional colors, weathered black or tin stone gray, or you could choose two and two and mix it up. They are made of wood. They also accompany really well with another set of coasters that I found that are WDW Spaceship Earth coasters. Mm-hmm. So you could have Mickey heads and you could have Spaceship Earth. They're really cute. And it's just a little touch of Disney. It's nothing over the top. It'd be great for your den. These are both a set of four is $20 right now on sale. And they do say that if you order, they will arrive by between December the 14th and the 23rd. So gives you a little time to get in there. A cute set of farmhouse coasters.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, my next gift is for both the Star Wars lover and the sushi lover.
This is
a set of two lightsaber chopsticks that light up with LED lights. And it's a set of blue and a set of red. And these just look really awesome. And they're only $13.97. So they're, a nice little gift. You can break it up and do, one set per person, or you can have a double set. I think it's pretty cool. Wouldn't you just look awesome?
Yes.
If you're at Tokyo Dining or something like that, and you whip those puppies out.
Oh yeah, yep. I think that would be hilarious. Just perfect.
And I got those. I found those on Amazon as well, so those are easy to get.
Very nice. Well, actually, so I'll just go with my next one that's for Amazon, and this one is a new cookbook that came out this year, and it's called The Unofficial Disney Parks Epcot Cookbook. And this is from Schulbred, Norway, to the macaron ice cream sandwiches in France. These are 100 Epcot-inspired recipes from around the world. So you're even going to get the jumbo pretzels from Germany, fish and chips from the Yorkshire County Fish Shop, the avocado margaritas from La Cava de Tequila, and of course, those fantastic macaron ice cream sandwiches. So this is a great cookbook, and the price point on this is very good. It's $11.54 for over 100 Epcot-inspired recipes. It's great.
That is awesome.
Maybe I should buy that for Robbie Korn since he does our cooking in the house.
That's true. That's true.
There you go. That'd be a good gift. Okay. My next gift comes from Williams-Sonoma. We just went to williamsonoma.com. They have the cutest mugs. For anybody who knows, I like coffee. Christy does too. I think she's drinking a cup right now as we are recording. These are Mickey and Minnie shaped mugs. They do have the hats on, Santa hats on. Minnie has a cute bow on the side of her ear, on the side of her hat. These are really great price point at $16.95 each. You could easily buy this mug, put a gift card in it, and give it to somebody, or buy this mug and put just some candy in it and give it to somebody, or some flavored coffee. Either one. Great gift items. Love these coffee mugs.
Great. Those are good. I do. I love a good coffee mug. And the majority of mine are from Disney.
Yeah. Who is that? What are you drinking out of right now?
This is the one that has all of the parks on it. It's one of my favorite mugs. Just holds.
And in fact, I used that mug this morning for my coffee. Well, not that mug, but the same style of mug.
I was about to say, whoa.
You're like, Ryan, where are you right now?
No. Yeah. She wasn't at home. You had coffee in her house.
That's true.
That went creepy, Ryan.
That is creepy. Yeah. That's very creepy.
All right. All right. So, you know, one of the things that my family likes to do is we like to have kind of theme dinners around Disney. And so I found this cookbook. So kind of go, but it's not really a cookbook. It's more of like a recipe planning book. It's called Entertaining with Disney. And it has different occasions like brunches, barbecues, birthdays, dinner parties, all based around Disney characters and the foods and the decorations and things that you can use. I think my daughter would absolutely love this book.
Oh, yeah. That sounds awesome. What and a again, great
I
idea.
Found it on Amazon. Not everything that I found today was on Amazon, but the first couple were. And this was on Amazon. And right now it's only $17.89. So
still, that's a great price point. Really nice.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So Entertaining with Disney, Exceptional Events from Mickey Mouse to Moana is what it's called.
Very nice.
That'd be fun. That would be fun. That'd be fun to do for like a girl's party or, you know, party night or something. That'd be a lot of fun.
All right. Well, I'm going to use Ryan's parties and Wendy's shopping at Williams-Sonoma. The two can combine because I found at Williams-Sonoma these adorable little Mickey silicone ice cube trays.
Yes.
And they're not just the flat ones. They kind of make that domed craft ice. Mm-hmm. And I'm all about craft ice. I bought a refrigerator that makes craft ice. So these are great. Actually, they are a set of two for $24.95, and they're perfect. And you don't have to just use, of course, water. I mean, you can also make some sort of flavored ice cubes or put mint in them, things like that. But yeah, they're just super cute and would add to any sort of Disney themed party that you have.
That'd be fun. Good to add in it. That'd be good. Okay, my last one besides my little bonus item is for little girls in your life from the Pottery Barn. It's actually on sale right now, and I may have already hit purchase when I was looking for the show.
Okay.
So the show cost me some money today.
Uh-oh.
I want y'all to know that. So we need a Patreon section. So if anybody wants to be on Patreon and can we'll help me pay up. It back. But it is the Princess Porcelain Tea Set.
Aww.
It comes with the most adorable pink pitcher. And then four tea cups. One has Jasmine, Ariel, Cinderella, and Belle. They all say the name. They have the princess on them. Regularly, it's $89 today, day of recording. Pottery Barn has it for $59, $63 with tax and no shipping. So this might already be on the way to my house. Maybe in the cart and purchased. Yep. I know one sweet little granddaughter and I, when she gets just a little older, are going to have some
perfect
tea parties. Yes.
I love that.
So that is great.
Yeah. So you can plan for the future with our show too, because she's not quite ready to hold a teacup yet.
Well, my next choice was an experience. So I always like to have experiences as gifts too. And so I was thinking about the next time somebody went to Walt Disney World, what's a culinary experience that they could have? And I chose the Emirates Patisserie cake decorating experience. So with this, you decorate a character dome cake during a class with a talented Disney pastry artist. And so what you do is you learn how to decorate one of their really cool cakes like they have there at Emirates. During this small group lesson, limited just to 14 guests, your instructor will share insider stories and tips while describing the process of cake decorating from design to competition to completion. You'll learn how to pour, what is it, Christy, glaçage?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And coat Mickey's sculpted ears, tail, belt, buttons, and with edible paint. This includes some small finger foods and also specialty coffees, teas, water, and assorted alcoholic beverages. And you can take your cake home after you decorate it. And it is $199 for two folks, or you can pay an extra $50 and that second person can decorate their own cake. So I thought that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, that I would love to do something like that, because everybody knows the cakes that they have at Emirates are just, they're stunning. So to be able to learn how to do that I think it'd be a fantastic gift.
That'd be fun. I did not know they did that. That's fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Christy, do you have any more?
I do. I do, as a matter of fact. And I, like you, Ryan, I kind of wanted to give the gift of an experience. And I thought maybe this is one that maybe you and I and Robbie Korn could do one day. And that is to explore the spirits of La Cava del Tequila.
Yes,
oh.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Let Wendy go decorate cakes and we'll drink tequila.
That's right. So you get to embark on a magical journey to the region of Mexico where tequila was born. And you get to experience the rich culture and tradition on learning how tequila is made, of course. So there's going to be a certified tequila ambassador that will guide you through the selection of rare and unique agave spirits. Each spirit is going to be paired with a flavor meant to enhance its essence. And some of these tequilas are actually exclusive to La Cava, which is pretty awesome. That's kind of neat to say, well, I've tasted it, but you can only have it in one place in the whole wide world.
Right.
The other thing is that they do give you chips and guacamole, which is good because you're going to need something to kind of absorb a lot of that tasting. And of course, guests must be 21 years of age or older. And it is a little bit of a pricey experience. And I'm not sure actually how many tastings you're going to get. They don't really say on the website, but it is $150 per person. But it is a once in a world experience, I would say, and not just
like that
Disney World, but the whole wide world.
Yeah.
So I think that is a pretty cool experience. And one easy way to pay for that, and it's also like for Ryan's, is that you would get a gift card, a Disney gift card in that amount, and gift it to the person, and you know, even buy them a bottle of tequila and just attach the gift card to it. So I think that is another great experiential gift.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, Wendy, what's your bonus gift?
My bonus gift is from Kate Spade. And you might be thinking, what does Kate Spade have that would be in the kitchen? Well, I can walk through the kitchen carrying my Kate Spade bag.
Ah, smooth.
I can carry my Kate Spade bag to a restaurant that has a kitchen. I can also carry my Kate Spade bag to a grocery store to purchase the groceries for the kitchen. But right. they have the Kate Spade New York Mini Mouse backpack. It's the black and the white with the really cute ears on it. It's normally $379, but we can get it right now for $155. No, I did not click, put it in the carton. I did not do that.
Okay.
But but anybody who wants to could for me because it's really cute. But I thought that would be a great item. It would make really, really good sitting in my kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. Or on your shoulder or in your car or.
Yeah. Walking around walking around to a tequila tasting that I would buy for Robbie for his birthday. Very nice.
I think that's good. I like that. That's good. That's good.
That's right. And I would go to that cake decorating class. That would be fun. Mm-hmm.
So I do have a bonus one. I know it's a shocker.
We're really surprised.
So I like getting like subscription box gifts or like gifts that kind of go on. So like, mm-hmm. for instance, my coffee that I get is a Christmas gift from last year that I get every month. And I've done that with various things. And I found the Main Street Treat Company that offers monthly Disney treats that you can order directly to your house or order for someone else to come every month. They have things like character apples and Germany Pavilion popcorn, which would be two candy apples and one popcorn per month. They have Sorcerer's Crispy treats, five fresh Rice Krispies that are from Walt Disney World. They have four bags of resealable Main Street popcorn. They have the Caramel Kucha, six Caramel Kucha favorites shipped to you every month. And most range around $50 per month. So, you know, but if you think about something like a, you know, getting six treats from Germany every month, that's not too bad. Mm-mm.
No, I like that one. That's that would be. And the nice thing with that, like you said, you get to look forward to it. Oh, I have something new coming this month.
Right. Right. Yeah. Absolutely. That you mm-hmm. see that box on your porch and you're excited for a Disney treat. So yes. Again, that's the Main Street Treat Company.
Very nice. Well, my last one, kind of like yours, is a subscription as well. And this
wow,
one
we,
is...
we were laser focused on the same things today.
I think so. So this one is from the Magic Candle Company. Uh-huh. And a lot of you are familiar with them. They make great candles, wax melts. They have even air fresheners that are all styled after Disney resorts or rides or Disney food. So they have several gift boxes that you can choose from, subscriptions. And a lot of them can be food related. So you can get a Dole Whip. You can get the Grand Floridian yep. at Christmas, which is that great gingerbread smell. Yep. You can get Flying Over California, which is those that great orange grove smell. So there is quite a bit to choose from that is Disney food related. And I've had a couple of these, and I do really like the fragrance. They're not super strong. One of my things that I really like about them is that they're made with that wooden wick. So it actually has that snap right, and yep, crackle yep. when you're actually burning them. So yeah, so that is from the Magic Candle Company, and you can get a subscription box sent to your favorite loved one. I think maybe I'll send this one to Ryan. He can send me the German one, and maybe we'll chip in and buy Wendy her Kate Spade bag.
No. Oh, come on.
Well, and to kind of just finish up all of our gifts, and everybody for the most part who are listens to us, a part of the Happy Platers group, the three of us are actually travel advisors as well. And we do specialize in Disney travel. And we do think one of the greatest gifts that you can give someone for Christmas is the gift of travel, whether it would be to a Disney park or a Disney destination or anywhere in this big wide world. The gift of travel offers something that is one size fits all and priceless memories that can never be replaced. So we do think, Amen. And if you are interested, you know, reach out to either your personal travel advisor or to one of the three of us, and we would love to help you kind of wrap that gift and put a big bow on it to give that gift of travel.
Yeah,
for sure.
Great. Well, gosh darn it, I thought I was done with Christmas shopping, but after this list today, I've got to go back into Amazon Prime here and look around.
That sounds good.
Great idea.
Are you hungry for more of the Happiest Plate on Earth podcast? We have several menu items you might enjoy. Join our Facebook group, The Happy Platers. Check out our Instagram at Happiest Plate on Earth. And finally, you can savor all things from our podcast at happiestplate.com.
And reservations are always open to join us next time by subscribing to our podcast that can be found on all of those listening platforms. And as Remy says, this much I know, if you are what you eat.
And I only want to eat the good stuff.
Thank you very much for shopping with us today. It's always a pleasure having you dine with us.
The Happiest Plate on Earth is delivered to you directly from the podcast oven by your talented culinary agents, Christy, Wendy, and Ryan, each one a Disney vacation specialist, offering free concierge-level service, where every vacation is customized to you and your style of travel. If you're looking to create some magical memories at Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, or Adventures by Disney, please reach out by visiting happiestplate.com and clicking on free quote. If you can dream it, you can do it. And always remember that this whole thing was started by a mouse.